I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/audible. Workbook. Welcome to the greatest show on earth, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all of this, there's more. You get the personal initiative to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all of this together. Yes, you get all of it. You put all this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. And today I'm going to talk about a topic that I think everyone who's listening to this, yes, you especially, have dealt with. This is something you may deal with more or less of, depending on your situation and your current station in life. Maybe what you do right now, sometimes you feel a lot of this and sometimes you feel very little of it. You don't like when it comes around, but you have accepted it as part of life. I'm going to offer you some information here today. I'm going to offer you some opinions slash information here today. I'm going to mix them all in together, okay, that may be counterintuitive to what you think. Today's topic is stress is a sign of weakness. Yes, you heard me right. Stress is a sign of weakness. Now, some of you may be already in your mind right now be debating with me right now, because before I said that, you were already feeling stressed. You're feeling stressed about some bills that you got to pay. You're feeling stressed about what's going on with your kids. You're stressed about some project that you got to get done for school. You're stressed about what's going to happen in your athletic career. You are stressed about something that happened in politics. You're stressed about something that you heard happened in some other part of the world, and you're concerned that it might happen in your part of the world. You're stressed about something that somebody said on social media about you, and you don't even know who they are. You're feeling some stress about something right now. Now I'm telling you, stress is a sign of weakness. And now you're like, wait a minute, Dre, are you calling me weak? Okay, I listen to your podcast. Listen, don't be criticizing me. Listen, today I'm going to give you some counterintuitive information. Stress is a sign of weakness. Hopefully by the end of today's episode, it's not that I want to alleviate you of stress. What I want you to do is take the situations that are causing you stress, or that, and I don't even want to step on the points that I'm going to give here today, that you are allowing to cause you stress, and look at those situations a little bit differently. That's my aim in today's episode. If I fail to do that, you can let me know. All right, you can let me know by commenting on this episode. Go to DreAllDay/podcast. Click on this episode. Just leave a comment there at the bottom. I do read all comments. Hit me on Instagram. Hit me on Snap. Anybody even use Snap anymore? At Dre Baldwin. I still got it. So if you do hit me there, I might get it. Twitter at DreAllDay and anywhere else. If you see me in a mall, you can let me know, hey, that episode on stress, you were wrong. Let's get into it. Stress is a sign of weakness. First of all, let's get a definition of stress so that we're all on the same page. So when I say stress, you all understand what type of stress that I'm talking about, because we all may have slightly different definitions. So I like to pull it straight out of the dictionary, to make sure we're all on the same page. And if you listen to this podcast often, you know I do this often. Stress. A pressure or tension exerted on a material object. Once more. A pressure or tension exerted on a material object. So we're going to call ourselves, human beings, material objects. We're going to call our brains material objects, okay? Our physical bodies, we're going to call those material objects. And when you are feeling stress, you are feeling pressure or tension being exerted on you. And I'm calling that a sign of weakness. So let's get deeper into this definition. Let's define this word pressure, because that's what stress is. It's pressure, right? What is pressure? Pressure is continuous force or tension. The state of being stretched tight, being exerted on an object. That's what stress is. Pressure or continuous force being exerted on an object is something being stretched tight, meaning you're just being pulled in multiple different directions. And maybe you're being pulled in one direction just so hard and so far and so sharply that it's just making you uncomfortable. That's what pressure means. So that's what stress is. This continuous force you're feeling, stretching yourself tight, exerted on an object. I've said that enough times. You may feel stressed right now listening to this and wondering, why do I call it a sign of weakness? Why would stress be a sign of weakness, Dre? Let's get right into the points. Number one, feeling pressure, ladies and gentlemen. Pressure. Continuous force, that is a choice. That's not something that happens to you. Pressure is similar to embarrassment. It's similar to happiness. They are not things that happen to you. There is nothing that could possibly happen to you in this world that would make you embarrassed. Or there's nothing that could possibly happen to you in this world that would make you happy. And there's nothing that could possibly happen to you in this world that is a pressure situation. Now, maybe you're kind of questioning that right now. Maybe you're questioning that right now. But let me explain. Have you ever seen two different people had the exact same thing happen to them? One of them was happy and one of them just didn't feel anything. They were nonplussed about the situation. Have you ever seen something happen to a person that you looked at the situation and said, man, if that was me, I would feel very embarrassed. But that person seems to just take it in stride as if nothing even happened. Maybe they were either able to laugh at it or get, I don't know, some way about it that showed that they weren't embarrassed about the situation. They were not ashamed or embarrassed or even concerned about the fact that maybe people knew about whatever it was that happened. Have you ever had that happen to you? Have you ever been in a situation where you felt stressed, but then if you were to look around, or maybe you could think back in your past or something that you saw someone else be in a similar situation to where you were in, and they didn't feel any stress at all? They may have felt something, but it wasn't stress that they were feeling. Has that ever happened to you? Of course it's happened to you. At least one of those has happened to you. Probably all three have happened to you multiple times, which means how you see a situation determines the emotion that you're going to feel in that situation. There is no one situation that can make you happy. This is why people say money doesn't buy happiness. Well, listen, there are some people who get money and they get very, very happy. All right, so money not buying happiness is not necessarily true. Again, it's all relative. And there are other people who get money, or maybe they have money, or they've had money for a long time, and they're not happy at all. They're feeling completely depressed out of their minds and terrible and say, man, I was happier when I was broke, when I didn't have anything. So that right there is telling you happiness is not something that happens to you. Happiness is something that you choose. It's just the way that you're looking at the situation. Embarrassment is the same thing. Pressure is also the same thing. So if you're feeling stressed out, that means you're feeling pressure, which means you have made a choice to feel that pressure. If you're an athlete and you got a big game next week or a big game today and you're on your way to the game right now, if you are an adult and you got some bills due at home, you're not sure how you're going to pay those bills. Listen, the game is still going to be the game, whether you feel pressure or stressed out or not. The bill is still going to be the bill, whether you feel pressure or stressed out or not. No matter what you feel, you are still going to have that situation. The objective situation is still going to be the situation no matter how you feel about it. Whether you're happy, angry, sad, stressed, embarrassed, it doesn't matter. The situation will always be the situation. So the situation is not causing you stress. You ever found yourself saying something like that? This situation is causing me stress. I'm stressed out about my boyfriend. I'm stressed out about this teacher and this term paper that I got to get done by next week. I'm stressed out with the way the boss is always talking to me, or I'm stressed out about the way the HR manager was looking at me in a meeting today. Those things are choices. Those are not things that happen to you. Someone looking at you or talking to you or making a decision or hiring you or firing you or benching you or putting you in the game or putting an assignment on you or cussing you out, none of those things cause stress. Those are all objective situations, and you can choose how you're going to feel about those situations. If you are feeling stressed, that means you have chosen to, or you have allowed pressure to crowd in on you. Once more, if you are feeling stress ever, it means you have, you are, or you will choose or have chosen or allowed pressure to crowd in on you. Again, it is a choice. Point number two. Today's topic is stress is a sign of weakness. Stress equals, let me tell you what it means. If you ever talk to somebody and they say that they're stressed, I'm sure we've all talked to people who said, man, I'm stressed out about this situation. I was talking to somebody once. They were on vacation. Vacation. I said, what's going on with you? The person said, I'm stressed. I said, what are you stressed about? You're on vacation. They said, well, I got to go back to work tomorrow. That's what they were stressed about. Some people get stressed because they got too much of something. Some people get stressed when they ain't got enough. Some people are stressed when they don't even know what's going on. They just got a general feeling of anxiety and stress, even when nothing's happening, because they feel like something's happening, or maybe there's something that they forgot to be thinking about to be stressed about. Understand, point number two, stress equals. Whenever someone says they're stressed, this is what they're saying. There's a whole lot on me right now, whether it could be one thing, it could be a million things. There are a whole lot of things on my mind right now that are creating pressure, continuous force on me right now, which again is a choice, and I need something to relieve this feeling. When someone tells you they're stressed, they're usually looking for a way to get rid of the stress, right? Most of the time when someone verbalizes that they're stressed, or you by yourself, you're thinking that you're stressed, you're probably looking for or hoping for or praying for or asking for something, somehow, some person, something to relieve you of a little bit of that stress. Well, that means you got to take a shower, you got to eat some ice cream, you got to go to the gym, you need to listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, you need to drink some alcohol, whatever it is you need to do. You're usually looking for some way to relieve yourself of that stress. You maybe watch something funny on YouTube. You got to get rid of that stress somehow, some way. People don't say that they're stressed because they want you to celebrate them for being stressed out. They're saying they're stressed. Even talking about being stressed is a way of letting a little bit of air out of that balloon, right? I'm just letting this out that I'm feeling this right now. We're usually looking for a way to relieve ourselves of the stress. Well, let me tell you why that's not, maybe not what you want to be doing. I told you today it was going to be counterintuitive. See, leaders, conquerors, the people who make things happen, that fourth point of the Work on Your Game method of personal initiative and going and making things happen. See, these people, which I assume is you, and this is, I'm just reminding you of something that you already know. They are always are looking for ways to take on more, not less. We're not looking for ways to relieve what some people see as pressure. Notice my wording there, to relieve what some people see as pressure, or to relieve or get rid of what some people see as stress. The leaders, the conquerors, you, us, you know what we're looking for? We're looking for more things to take on, more ways to challenge ourselves, more chances, more opportunities to test ourselves against our possible best. Let me say that one more time. This is important. Leaders, conquerors, the people who make things happen, the go-getters, the world changers, the people who do something while they're on this planet and make a difference to where that difference still matters, even when they're no longer doing that thing. You might not have to be dead, but when you're no longer doing the thing that you were doing, you have left an impact. Those people, and I'm assuming that you as a listener to this podcast, you're one of those people. Maybe you just need to wake that power up, like we talked about in yesterday's episode. You are one of those people. You just got to wake the power up. We are always looking for ways to take on more, do more, challenge ourselves, test ourselves against our possible best version of ourselves. We're not testing ourselves against the person in the cubicle next to us or the athlete on the team that's playing against us today. We are testing ourselves against our possible best selves, our best possible selves. Now, how do we know what our best possible selves is? Well, we don't know. Like I told you yesterday, the quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson in his self-reliance essay. Now, you've read that since yesterday, right? You already read the self-reliance essay that I told you to read yesterday, right? And even if you listen to these episodes in bulk, you already got it downloaded. You got it opened on your phone right now, right? That's a rhetorical question. What Emerson said is that you don't know what your best possible self is until you go find out what your best possible self is. You must go do things to find out. How far can I go? How high can I climb? How ambitious can I be in my reach? You will never know what your best possible self is until and unless you continue to push yourself to find out what that best possible self is. You can never find out what that person is if you're looking to relieve yourself of continuous force, i.e. pressure, i.e. stress, or what some people see as pressure, or what some people see as stress. You got to bathe in that continuous force. That continuous force, that need to always be challenged, that need to go further, that need to see how good can I possibly be, that need to test your game because you know you've gotten better and you want to take it to another level, but you don't know quite how high that next level is. You'll never know until you allow yourself to feel that continuous force. You bathe in it, you accept it. You look forward to it, and you keep pushing yourself. The leaders, the conquerors, the people who make things happen are always looking at things that way. So we're not looking for less. We're looking for more. Point number three. Think about the sport of boxing. If you don't know anything about boxing, just know this in boxing. A boxing match goes the distance, meaning if it's scheduled for a boxing match, it's usually scheduled for a certain number of rounds. So let's say the match is scheduled for 12 rounds. And neither boxer gets knocked out. Okay, both boxers are still on their feet at the end of the 12 rounds. They're not going to keep going. What they do is go to the scorecards, is what they call it. there are judges in boxing. And professional boxing that I've seen, usually there are three judges. And each judge, each round, grades who they believe won that round. If they think it was a tie, they can also grade a round as a tie between the two fighters. And by the end of the fight, hopefully, the way that the system is set up, hopefully, each judge has one or the other boxer in the lead after the end of the 12 rounds. One of the boxers has one more rounds than the other boxer. And even if one of the judges has a tie, hopefully the other two have the same idea, so then they can declare a winner, okay? They go by the scorecards. The reason I'm bringing that up is, let's say in a boxing match, in the middle of a boxing match, something happens. Let's say a fighter slips on some sweat that's in the middle of the ring, falls down and dislocates his shoulder. Or something happens that the fight just has to be stopped and is not because a fighter was getting beat up, so the other fighter doesn't win, but a fight has to be stopped for whatever reason. For whatever reason, you know what happens? The referee calls to the judges and says, we are going to decide the winner of this fight by looking at the scorecards. Right there in the middle of the fight. So let's say it's in the middle of the seventh round and something happens to one of the boxers. The boxer gets injured or, I don't know, loses one of his contact lenses and he can't see, so he can't continue fighting. So they got to stop the fight and they're just going to go to the scorecards right there on the spot. Who is in the lead right now? Who's in the lead right now on the scorecards? Whoever's in the lead right then, right there at that moment is going to be declared the winner of the fight. That's the way that it works in boxing if that situation ever comes about. I'm telling you that to draw a parallel to life. If you're feeling stressed right now, if you feel this continuous pressure on you, this continuous force or tension, this feeling of being stretched tight, you feel that's being exerted on your brain, your mind, your soul, your very being right now. If the fight were to be called right now, we had to go to the scorecards, you might be losing on the scorecards to life. Life may have the slight edge on you on the scorecards right now because you are allowing stress to have the upper hand. You're allowing this pressure, this continuous force to have the upper hand on you. If the fight ended here, you lose. You lose your championship belt. You lose that opportunity that you've been striving for. You lose all those chances that you've been working for. You lose all the resources that you've been putting all that effort and strategizing and planning into if the fight ended right now. Understand that your fight can end at any moment. At any moment, your fight can end. Therefore, you need to always, your angle is to always be in the lead on the scorecard because you don't ever want to be down on the scorecard. This is not like you're planning knowing that you're going to get the full 12 rounds. You might not get the 12 rounds. You might only get 6. You might only get 10. You might only get 2. You need to be in the lead the entire time, always on the scorecard. Therefore, never allowing this energy, this continuous force of situations and things that you decide to take on and situations and circumstances that you need to handle and people that you need to deal with, never allowing that to turn into what some people see as pressure and what some people see as stress, because that means they're losing on the scorecards. And if you're losing on the scorecards, if the fight gets called, then you lose. And losing is for losers, people. Let's recap today's topic, which is stress is a sign of weakness. Point number one, feeling pressure is a choice. You do not have to feel pressure. No situation in life is a pressure situation unless you choose it to be a pressure situation. A big game, some bills due, a big sales presentation at work. Listen, all those things are still going to be those things no matter how you feel about the situation. You just have to decide whether you're going to choose or allow pressure to be forced upon you or you're not. Point number two, when someone says they're stressed, they're saying that there's a whole lot on them, whether there's a few things or a whole lot of things, whatever reason, they feel that there's a whole lot on them and they're looking for a way to relieve that feeling. It's usually why people verbalize stress. Understand that the leaders, the conquerors, the go-getters, the people who make things happen, are always looking to take on more. They're not bothered by it. They don't feel pressure because of the situation. They know that what they're doing is testing themselves against their best possible selves. And the only way, as Emerson said, you will ever know what your best possible self is for you to go out and try and find out who that best possible self is. No one's going to give you this vision from the sky. You got to go out and actually become that best self to find out who is that best self. Point number three, think about boxing. In boxing, they have scorecards. If the fight ever gets stopped for whatever reason before the fight is over, they go to the scorecards. Whoever's leading at that moment is the winner. If you are feeling stressed right now, you are losing on the scorecards to life and you lose your belts. It's going to be a quiet ride home in a limo by yourself. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three all you players who want to play basketball overseas. I have an exclusive video, how to find yourself an agent to help you get your career started. And number four, 101 content creation ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at dreallday.com/game. That is dreallday.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.